Well, it's getting late. There's a whole lot, and I'm just going to get into this. It's the news according to me. Good Friday. It's already Friday. Friday morning, September 23rd, 9:13 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm just going to dive right into it because we are, yesterday, we missed a show this week already. Wednesday, we didn't even have a show. Yesterday, I said there would be a bonus show. We'd have a show in the afternoon or evening. That didn't happen because I'm frantically trying to get some things accomplished before I leave today for a camping trip here. Not to say that I can't do a show during a camping trip, but it's over the weekend, so I can't do a camping trip. I'm starting to talk like Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi. If you could combine the speaking talents of Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden, it would sound something like this. Well, the Constitution is about silver and it's our America. The other day he said, this is the United States of America. What does he say? This is cognizance issues. People are still asking the question whether or not Joe Biden is going to run in 2024. He hasn't been in office 2 full years yet. January 20th, 2021 is when he started. I am surprised he's made it this long. The question is not going to be, is he going to run in 2024? The question is going to be, will he even make it to the end of 2024? That's really the question. Can you imagine 2 more years for this guy? It's more than 2 years until the next election. His diminishing faculties are escalating. Another individual, a dinosaur that needed to be gone many, many years ago, who is just completely functioning illiterate, she's a babbling nut case now, is Nancy Pelosi. Now, you notice, I don't know if anybody else notices this kind of stuff or not. I don't know if you notice this kind of stuff or not. Every day she has a press conference, and every day she's wearing something different. Every day. I don't know that she's ever worn the same dress twice. Think about the expense of that. And I'm sure she's not just buying her clothes at Walmart. She's not making them herself. This woman has an exorbitant habit of... And I noticed this... When I started noticing this was during during the COVID thing, during the lockdown. Every day she had a different mask on, and it always matched her outfit. So I was trying to see if she ever wore the same thing twice. She never did. In the 2 years I've been watching this, she never has. That's a psychotic issue, along with her whole thing with her hair. Her hair is so important. During the lockdown, while everybody else couldn't go to the hairdresser, same way with the mayor of Chicago. I'm in the public view. I'm in the public eye. I have to be presentable. Okay. Nobody else is in the public view. Nobody else needs to be presentable. Just you. Just the elite. They're special. This is the elitists telling you. Oh, by the way, that definition of fascism, I think there's something about that in that definition of fascism. Shall we point that out? The subordination of individual interests for the perceived good of the nation and race, and strong regimentation of society and the economy. That's what they think. But they're above this stuff. The leaders of the group are always above this stuff. They're not. They don't include themselves in, everything else they impose on you. The rules for you, not for me. Or as it's been said, rules for thee, not for me. So let's just dive into some things here. First of all, I want to cover a couple things that are kind of top of mind. The whole Mar-a-Lago thing and the invasion of Trump's home, the phony baloney crap that's going on with this investigation and his court case and all this other stuff that's happening, they are coming at him from every side. And now you have the court case from New York. All of it timed perfectly. Perfectly. Now, I bring this up before I talk about what Nancy Pelosi said on the House as she was being interviewed, because she mentions some things here in the other interview, not this first one, but the second interview I'm going to post. I'm going to show you. This is courtesy of BCP. He's Black Conservative Patriot. He's kind of trying to change his name now. He's kind of Bold Conservative Patriot. It's open source news. His name is James. He's been on YouTube for a long time. I've been a listener for many years. And I'm going to play some excerpts of his show because he did a really good job of cataloging some things yesterday. Trump has got this target on his back, basically. And literally, I guess Mayor Rudy Giuliani literally had got slapped on the back so hard he about got knocked down, tried to press charges against the guy, and they let him go. They gave him like 6 months of probation or whatever. He's a 70-some-year-old man, 78, I think. And he was, he about fell forward. And of course, had he not caught himself, he would have hit the floor. Could have been pretty serious. He could have been in the hospital. It's an older guy. Now, he's not as old as the president. So we have a president right now that supposedly is doing all these things for us, and she's gonna be asked a question about whether or not he should run again. This is the question of it's two more years, and he's done such a great job in the last 2 years. Why should he? We need to make sure he runs again in 2 years. And some of the points she brings up, I'll be confronting some of those things, and we'll talk about it. I don't know why I'm talking so fast this morning. I think it's because I have nothing but chai in me right now. I had my regular Wheaty breakfast, but for some reason I'm talking really rapidly. So this is Nancy Pelosi. She loves to use the term kitchen table issues. Kitchen table. These are the things that people are talking about around their tables, kitchen tables at night. I guess she thinks everybody eats in their kitchen. These are kitchen table issues. So you're everybody's sitting around talking about this around the kitchen table at night. And the children, she mentions children, and she mentions the Constitution here. Constitution, the way she says Constitution. So it's Constitution, children, kitchen table issues. Again, these are phrases that she has to get into every answer that she has because that polled pretty well, apparently, in their little focus groups. So here she is. She's talking about... What was she talking about at this point? She was talking about something. She's making a projection here in terms of the future for the party. So let's see what she has to say. We'll just go on from here.
Issue for families, and we must ensure that this anti-democratic plot cannot succeed. It's a kitchen table issue because denying the American people their...
Now, I want you to catch something she says right there. Let's go back over this again, because I didn't have the volume up right away. Let's check this out again.
Ensure that this anti-democratic plot cannot succeed. The kitchen...
Here we go.
And this is to say.
That this anti-democratic plot cannot succeed. The kitchen table issue because denying...
Anti-democratic plot. Anti-democratic plot. Notice how the Democratic Party is now woven into the anti-democratic plot. Because democracy, constitution, the children, the future, all this stuff is wrapped up into, this is why I make the distinction between calling them democratic and calling them Democrats. There's nothing democratic about them. The only thing that's democratic is the name DNC, is the Democratic National Committee. Democratic is a process. They're using it as a pronoun. They are not Democrats. Hi, I'm a Democratic and I'm running for president. That's not the way they do it. They're a Democrat. It's the Democrat Party. And the reason I make that distinction is because now they're using this, the process of democracy, this process of democratic stuff, is how we elect our representatives. The democracy part of our institution is a very small, or the democratic process, is a very small part of how our government works. We are not a democracy. Now, there are those who argue, well, republic is just a sub-part of democracy. No, it's not. Actually, it's not. I don't care what Wikipedia tells you. I had someone throw the Wikipedia definition in my face one time for saying we live in a republic, not a democracy. They threw that in my face. I'm all upset. I'm hitting the microphone. This is baloney. You have to understand the differences between the two. Well, then why are we called a republic then? Okay, so we're a democracy. So what does that have to do with a republic? Are we a republic? Is that just another word for democracy? No, it's not. It is not. Absolutely not. We have a constitutional representative republic. The people are in charge. Now, you might think, well, that's what democracy is. No, it is not. The mob is in charge of a democracy. There's also another video I wanted to, I hope I can find it. Rashida Tlaib got blown away. And I hope I can play some of the, I don't need to play any of the audio probably. It's just, I can just describe it. That's going to be good enough. Because it would take me some time to dig it up. But listen to the way she says this. This is a kitchen table issue. And of course, that's the big deal, is it's a kitchen table issue. And it's a part of our democratic process, trying to. Let's listen to her.
This is a kitchen table issue for families, and we must ensure that this anti-democratic plot cannot succeed. It's a kitchen
anti-democratic plot. She's reading this, by the way, from a script. She got her head down reading this. It's a kitchen table issue because...
Table issue because denying the American people their fundamental freedom to choose their own leaders denies them their voice in the policies we pursue. And
denying the American people to choose their own leaders. Who's doing that? Who's doing that? Who's denying people the right to choose their own leaders? How about we have voter ID so that we can make sure that only one person, one vote? No, that's discrimination because poor people can't vote that way. You're denying people the right to vote. Oh, so just anybody can vote. Let's walk up and get it. You know, this brings about a little side issue here. Of the $900 billion that was signed into action in the COVID stimulus package or relief fund or whatever they call it, the rescue plan, whatever they call it, I don't know what they call it. It's always the opposite of what they name it. It's estimated now that potentially almost $400 billion of that $900 billion was stolen by fraud. $400 billion is the budget of the Army and the Navy combined in 1 year. Stolen by foreign actors. And where do you suppose that money's going to slosh back around to? Or who's it going to fall into the hands of? Terrorist organizations, maybe? Who knows? Maybe. Possible. Is it possible? Other people's campaigns, possibly, being siphoned off into things. This is the problem when you start throwing money at things, which is all they know how to do. And they're talking about, I guess there's a second stimulus check that has come out. Well, you know, we got to have relief from the, you know, from the inflation. Inflation relief, we're going to send you more money. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Gas prices are up. We've got to send people money. This government's going to just start subsidizing everything. This is part of the government control over you. You don't realize there's strings attached to this stuff. Whether they require anything or not, there are strings. And what the string is, you get addicted to stuff like crack. I can pound on my table like she did with her little podium there. That's what happens with this stuff. Let's back up a little bit again and listen to what Nancy in the Temple of Democracy and her. Now she has the podium of her temple. The podium, the all-important podium. The podium. If someone steals the podium, they've stole the country. She's now standing addressing the country. Let's see what she has to say.
Freedom to choose their own leaders denies them their voice in the policies we pursue, and those policies can make an immense difference in their everyday lives. Top of which, we have a responsibility. We take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution.
Yes, you do, Nancy.
Of the United States. This legislation is in furtherance of honoring that oath of office, so that our children, our grandchildren, future generations know that they live in a great democracy.
Yeah, so we don't live in a great democracy.
Undermined for a political reason.
Can't be undermined for a political reason. We live in a great democracy that cannot be undermined for a political reason. Is anybody paying attention? Does anybody realize what's going on here? Wonder how much longer Nancy Pelosi is going to stay in office. She was asked about retiring recently, and she about blew up. She was talking like she was going to retire back in 2016 when Hillary got elected. She was never going to retire. She is so self-aggrandized. She is so important in her own little world there. She is so addicted to power and control and the money that she makes by being in that position. These people are all, you know, I saw Lindsey Graham the other day on Fox News. He was on the panel sitting there. These are individuals who would not fit in to normal, like, social events. They'd be the odd person. They'd be the kid that's kind of the oddball in the room if they wouldn't be in office. And that's how they get their jollies. That's how they get their important. They feel like they're important because they're an official. They're a government official. It gives them the right to rub elbows with the superstars, the Hollywood people. We saw this with what's her name? You get out there, you create a stir, you create a crowd. What was her name? I can't remember. I don't even like to remember her name. She has such vitriol animosity. She was like on some award show, had her come out and announce somebody's award. Well, she thought she was just, you know, the queen of the world there at that moment. It's recently down in Atlanta. And I saw a whole bunch of just like within one little block, there was just this. They just apparently just went out and started just dropping signs for what was it, Stacey Abrams, whatever her name is, the lady who's running for governor of. She never lost. She's always been governor, I guess, of Georgia. Even when she was born, she was born governor of Georgia. She wants to run for president someday. I'm sure she's going to do that. She thinks she's the next presidential candidate. That's fine. She can think whichever she wants. And of course, they're talking about AOC as well. AOC, she's a hip-hop artist. That's why they call her AOC. Sandy Cortez. Don't think for a minute just because she's brainless that she can't win. I mean, look at Joe Biden. Joe Biden has now proven that anybody in the left can win as long as they're on the left. The media will prop them up. The FBI will support them. Our three-letter alphabet soup organizations will stand behind them and do whatever they need to do. Speaking of the FBI, I'll get into Mar-a-Lago thing here in a little bit. I was gonna jump on that at the very beginning, but I'm gonna jump right into this stuff first. So now Nancy, this is at a different event. This is at a press conference. This is on C-SPAN, and again, this is courtesy of BCP. He recorded this. I'm just taking it from his site just because it's easier. So this is what's happening here. We've got this going on. Let's take a look. Let's take a listen here at what Nancy has to say when she's asked about Joe Biden. And you'll hear the question, Joe Biden running again in 2024.
President Joe Biden had an interview on 60 Minutes where he didn't commit to running for re-election. And I'm wondering if you think he should run in 2024 or if you think...
Oh, she's mad. She's taking a drink of water and
might be better.
Messing with her teeth.
President Biden is the president of the United States. He did a great service to our country.
He did a great service to our country. She hates this question. She hates it.
Party should put someone else forward. Might be better.
President Biden is the president of the United States. He did a great.
She gets this. You should see her body language at this point. When she answers questions like this, she stands there, she pulls her shoulders back, and she sticks her nose up in the air. And she starts looking around the room and speaking as if she's so intelligent and we're so proud of him because he's done all these things. And this is where she's going with this.
Service to our country. He defeated Donald Trump. Let's not forget that.
He defeated Donald Trump. Let's not forget that. Okay, let's not forget that, Nancy. Let's just take that down. Let's just go down that road for a moment. If he defeated Donald Trump, then why are you so concerned about Donald Trump running again? If he's such a popular guy, why is it that at one of Trump's rallies, he has more people than have ever showed up total, combined, of any of Joe's rallies? Any. Why is that, Nancy? Why is that? Why is it that right now, voting machines in Pennsylvania, there's a lawsuit pending. Actually, they're going through a lawsuit right now. If you look into this, it is absolutely damning and condemning. Of course, I'm sure Bill Barr has already been over this because he apparently launched an investigation, had a very extensive investigation in the 2020 election, determined that it was all up on the up and up, and there was no widespread voter fraud. You know, he had a whole crack team on this. A bunch of people working on it, big budget. You can look into all the documents. He has all the receipts from all the man hours that were put into it, and the team that was put on the case. So he was able to come out and definitively say there's no voter fraud, 2020. Much like General Milley, who how can the man still be in office? I would have resigned. He comes out after a drone strike, killing innocent men, women, and children. It was a righteous strike. All indications are this was a righteous strike. And those are pretty heavy words for the cabinet member of the defense organization in this country to step up to the podium and say that kind of thing. And then to be absolutely 100% wrong. 100% wrong in what he said. Get your facts straight before you address the American people. That, in my opinion, was as more criminal more criminal than anything Donald Trump ever did in his entire life. Where are you getting your information there, Millie? And we're supposed to trust you with anything else you say from that moment on? And what have you told us in the past that hasn't been right? The only reason we know is because they weren't able to cover it up. This was a humanitarian worker, his family, some other people, just trying to get fresh drinking water to people, and they got killed by a drone strike, not accidentally, on purpose. And the military turns around, the head representative of the DOD turns around and says, this was a righteous strike. And never. Oh, did he apologize then after that? I'm sure he came out and apologized for saying that. Go ahead and look for the apology. I'm sure he made an apology for that. Well, you know, at least he's not Donald Trump. At least he didn't make a mean tweet. Let's not forget that. He beat Donald Trump. Let's not forget that. He done so much for us. He beat Donald Trump. If you think that Joe Biden on his own ran his campaign, ran against Donald Trump and won, then you are insane. And if she believes that, she is insane, which she already is insane, which she's trying to convince us of that. The gaslighting just keeps on going. It's just amazing. But let's not forget that. Keep on going, Nancy. See?
If you care about the air we breathe, the water we drink, the education of our children, jobs for their families, pensions for their seniors.
Their families.
Any subject you can name.
Pensions.
I'm not going into politics.
Any subject you can name, Joe Biden has been there to defend us and help us with it. Any subject. You know, cost of living, defense of the nation, wars, foreign wars, involvement in foreign wars, price of gas. Any subject you can name, he's helped us with all those things. I'm not going to go into politics. I'm not going to get into politics on this.
Except really? Whether the president should run or not. Yes.
She's just ignoring it. Absolutely ignoring it. Isn't that amazing? I'm not going to get into the politics of whether or not he should run again.
Pretty gone.
So it's just one thing after another with her. Unbelievable. Amazing. So let's talk about Mar-a-Lago. Let's talk about how the issue of the judge, the special master, whatever is in charge of this whole thing. Here's the problem I have with the special master. The FBI approved this guy. I think each of them submitted a couple names. Trump submitted one. He submitted another one that was this special master is apparently was appointed by Reagan. This special master happened to be on the FISA court who signed off on the documents for the investigation of Carter Page, who was a part of the Trump administration, Trump campaign, which gave them access to multiple people beyond Carter Page, which was all it takes is two to get into the, once you've got somebody in the campaign like that. And now you're listening to the president's phone calls. So this judge was, now, does he have a vendetta? Is he mad about that the FBI lied to him on a FISA document? I don't know. Here's what we don't know. What we don't know is what does the FBI have on the guy? All of a sudden, the FBI was okay with him. Oh, yeah, we'll approve him. All they have to do is get word to this guy. Hey, remember that thing you did 2 years ago, 10 years ago? With that little 12-year-old boy, or whatever they're going to say. Who knows? This is the reason that they hold on to Hunter Biden's laptop. Because if Hunter Biden ever runs for president, If Hunter Biden ever steps into politics, into the public world, if he ever has any influence over their budget, they can pull something out. They can say, hey, look at this. Just want you to know, you know, there's this kind of stuff is out there. That's exactly what James Comey said to President Trump in the personal, and he came out and admitted that he said it, in his meeting with Donald Trump his first week in office. James Comey had a little private meeting with Donald Trump. Maybe you don't remember this. This was the shakedown. This was that moment when they were going to try to control him. This is why James Comey got fired. You can't always, don't stop listening to the media sometimes. Just put together the actual events that happened, and then it all falls into place. I learned this early on in life when I worked in a factory. There were all the rumors flying around all the time. Rumors. Oh, this person said that, and that person said that. Well, that person said they were over there doing that, so that must have happened. No, that's not what happened. Take a step back and look at the events that happened, actually unfolded, everything that happened in the process of this whole thing, and it tells the story very clearly as to what happened. James Comey goes in to have a private meeting with the president. Very unusual. This is very unusual that he would want to have a meeting with me. No. You guys set him up with this. This was a manipulation on their part to get Comey into a meeting personally with the president. Comey steps up with the dossier. I just want you to know this kind of thing is out there. That's what he said. This is the kind of thing we're up against. This is the kind of information that's out there. What does he mean by that? What exactly is he getting to here? He was trying to get a reaction from Trump. He was trying to get Trump to say, oh my, we need to cover that up. Well, yeah, we can't let that kind of information getting out. It could be devastating to the country. It could be a clear and present danger. He was looking for some kind of reaction from Trump. Trump, he got nothing. All he got from Trump was, are you loyal to me? Are you going to be loyal to me? Trump knew going in that there are people in the government who are not going to be loyal to him. He knew that. And simply asking for his loyalty was somehow some kind of crime. Now, you don't take an oath to uphold and defend the president. You take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution. Part of that Constitution is the office of the president. Not the president himself, but the office. You're betraying the office when you try to act as a lever, a persuader through nefarious means of the president. But they don't see it that way. Of course, because he's you know, Mr. The one college or university where he was teaching. He was the head ethics guy. So he can be, he's above that. He knows how to manipulate all that. So he took his notes from that meeting rather than giving them to the press, because that wouldn't be quite right. That wouldn't be right. So he gave them to somebody else to give to the press, because he felt like giving them directly to the press would have been bad. But he gave them to someone else. That person can give them to the press, and that's okay. This is how they do this stuff and feel good about themselves. At the end of the day, they can somehow sleep at night because they've done this kind of thing. And that's okay. Now all of a sudden it's all right. That's how they justify it in their own head. Well, I didn't put that bomb in his mailbox. The post office guy did. Postal worker did. He's the guilty party. And he was just doing his job, so you can't really blame him. So nobody's to blame for this. I didn't make him open that box. You see how they do this? Now, here's the deal. This judge, who knows what they've got on him or whether it's even true, whether they've got, you know. This is why I don't trust the organization at all, not the people at the top anyway. The things that they've been doing in the last 2 years, 4 years, 6 years, 10 years, tell a story here. We've got a problem. And then when you ask them a question, well, I can't answer that. I can't disclose sources and methods. We can't talk about an ongoing investigation. But a potential ongoing investigation may or may not be under investigation, so we can't talk about it, because if it is under investigation, we can't talk about it. If it's not under investigation, we can't talk about it, because it would imply that there's no investigation. And we can't talk about any internal personnel matters. Well, who can? And who can you tell them to? Who do you actually report to? See, that's the problem. There's no direct report from the director of the FBI. So they get called before Congress, and all they have to do is say, I can't talk about that. There's no, absolutely zero accountability. None. And they make sure that people get on certain committees. Look at Eric Swalwell. Dating a Chinese spy for who knows how long, and he's still on the National Security Committee. Dianne Feinstein has a driver. Tell me she didn't know. From China. And he's a Chinese spy. He's the CCP. She's sitting in the car with the CCP guy. She supposedly doesn't know about it for 20 years. Well, in the meantime, she's doing a lot of business with China. So another point on the Mar-a-Lago thing. So this special counsel, now the special judge, this special master judge, whatever, gives Trump till the end of the month or whatever it is, or the 23rd or whatever it is, gives him like 5 days. Apparently, there's this is all about documents. Are you really going to indict somebody and put them in prison because of documents? I mean, if that's the case, Hillary Clinton should have gone to jail 20 times. Here's the thing. Where's James Comey saying, well, no reasonable prosecutor would bring a charge here? Because it's not Donald Trump. It's because it's Hillary Clinton. That's why. Now they're saying, well, you have to come up with an inventory of all the things that they took from your home. Now, let me ask you something. Think about this for a second. That sounds reasonable, right? Well, just give us an inventory. Tell us what the things that they took and what must possibly might have been planted. Because I think there's an allegation that they may have planted some information in Trump's storehouse of documents there. That they might have planted something there, the FBI. Of course, they would never do that. They would never come up with some kind of a phony dossier or anything, or they wouldn't put any kind of phony documents in there, I'm sure. I'm sure that would never happen. So you have to ask yourself, if there's top secret classified documents in this thing, and the FBI has it, since when does the FBI get eyes on classified documents? Who there at the FBI is certified or approved to even look at classified documents from the White House? Can the FBI just walk into the president's office and go through his desk? That's what's happening here. But that's the kind of authority they've usurped right here. It's absolutely atrocious. But all of a sudden, they're okay. They're qualified. Well, we have a process. We have this process that we go through where, you know, things are contained and we have... whatever. None of you are qualified for this. Who gave you the authority to look at top secret classified documents? Well, we're the FBI. Yeah, I can spell that too. This is the problem we have right now. So here's the issue, though, with this whole, you got to come up with a... And they also tricked them into signing some kind of a thing saying that they got all the documents. So you sign it, but we make sure we got all the documents. Here, sign this paper saying that you gave us all the documents. Okay. I guess we didn't give you all the documents. You took the documents. I don't even know what you took. Well, the lawyer signed it. All they have to do is find one document, one more document in his home, and all of a sudden he's a liar and he's going to jail. You lied to the FBI. You said you gave us all the documents and there's one left. Well, you said you took all the documents, so that's why. It's like saying, we're going to do this work here, and now we want you to sign this paper certifying that you don't have any more work for us to do. That everything was done right. I guess it was done right. I don't know. I'll sign the paper. I guess it was done okay. I'm not a code inspector. And they come back and find something wrong with it. Well, now it's your fault because you sign off liability saying that when you do that, you sign off liability saying you're not going to come after them for anything else. Not that you're lying about whether or not they did their job. You can't certify whether they did their job. And plus the fact they didn't even this general warrant. We have a warrant to take a notepad from your home, but anything around the notepad within 50 feet, we're going to take all that too. Because this is just a dragnet. We're going to see what kind of stuff we can drum up here. What kind of stuff we can pull in and suck into this whole thing. We're going to go into Barron Trump's room. We're going to go into Melania's closet. What the heck? Talk about fear and intimidation. If people can't see this on its face, then they are just absolutely insane. Of course, the MSNBC and CNN are just watering. They're drooling at the. Oh yeah, just go after the guy. We know he's dirty. He's a monster. We've been saying it for 5 years. He's got a guy. He's got something. We got to find something. Tear his house apart. He's got something hidden in the walls. And that's okay because it's Trump. I can't even say his name. People are so deranged. This is what's going on, folks. Now, let me ask you something. If the FBI came in and took a bunch of stuff out of your home today, just like 10,000 documents, all the documents in your home, would you be able to come up with a list of all those documents, an inventory? Would you be able to go through that list and know what's missing? Would you know everything that's missing from your home? If you've ever been robbed, and you will never forget that, try to, in the heat of the moment, try to come up with, within the days after that happens, try to come up with a list of everything that was taken. And then, 2 months later, you're walking around, you're going, hey, where did that go? Wasn't there a thing over there? That's where I used to keep the thing in that drawer over there. It's gone. Huh. That must have been stolen, too. And you didn't know it. Because you don't keep a list of everything in your home. Some people do. There are the 1 in 20 million people out there who keep a detailed list of everything that's in their home. And the one thing that they don't put on the list, this is the stupid part about this whole thing, people will make a list of every single thing in their home. The one thing that they forget to put on that list, I guarantee you, is the list. They don't put that on the list. Just saying. So we have... On a more humorous note, I can't think of anything humorous this morning. I hate to say this, but every Friday, I always try to end the week on a weekend upbeat note. And it just seems like all this stuff comes out on Fridays. Now, the day is just beginning. And I realize this show is even going kind of late. It's already 10 o'clock, and I wanted to get out the door at 2 today. But I get so caught up in some of the stuff that comes out through the week. And of course, then on Fridays, it gets worse. Probably by the end of the day today, we will probably discover some more things. Some more bombshells are going to drop. We'll just have to see how this goes. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be an interesting year. I keep saying it. Well, the next year is going to be interesting. The next 6 months are going to be interesting. The next couple months are going to be interesting. I think October is going to be a very interesting month. They're already trying to change voter law legislation. They're trying to put a federal law through again to change voter laws. And of course, that's all because we have to protect our democracy. Federal oversight, federal, how do you want to say it? Federal regulation, federal laws concerning state rights in their voting process are absolutely unconstitutional. They don't seem to understand. This goes against this is the centralized federal government, the people at the top wanting to rule us all from the one location in Washington. States' rights have nothing to do with anything. They don't want states to have rights anymore. They want to be the purveyors of all your rights. Anyway, so I want to wish you all well for the weekend. There will probably not be another show today. I can almost guarantee you that, simply because I am going to be very busy. And this evening it'll be, I will be sitting around a campfire in about 40-degree weather. It was 39 here last night. Northern Indiana, 39 degrees, middle of September. It's ridiculous. It's all this global warming stuff that's affecting us. But as we go through the weekend, folks, I just want to remind you just to pray for our nation, pray for our leaders, pray for each other. Pray for those who are wacky leftists, that they might see the truth and turn from their evil ways. And I don't mean that jokingly either. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend. And thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. Take care.